And actually, what I'd like to do is something unique, never been done before. I don't believe. Uh-oh, it's scary, I know. And that is to have everyone here stand. Please join me in standing. And if you're at home or with a group, please stand. And also, I'm going to invite the other side of the veil to stand. And let's give them a standing ovation. Jeff and Linda, come on down.
Thank you. Thank you, David. That was sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you from all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you very much.
It's been a big year.
It's been a big year. And as David mentioned, we just got home on Monday. It was a whirlwind trip. And when David was doing the introductions and the music was playing, and I thought, this is the now moment. Sitting here in Coal Creek Canyon with Chambra, not sitting on an airplane with rude stewardesses or flight attendants, whatever you want to call them.
They've actually gotten a little better.
Where?
Oh. They're trying.
On Thai Airways, they were nice. They were, you know, because they couldn't speak much English, so they couldn't yell at you about anything. But it's getting a little better.
A little better.
But anyway, it's really good to be back home. Although it was a wonderful trip, there is just nothing like going out and visiting with Chambra around the world. And the one thing is that no matter where we go, the energy of Chambra is the same.
It is.
You can be in Japan or Australia. You can be anywhere, and the energy is just there. And people often ask us, well, what was Tokyo like? And it's like, well, it was nice because we were around Chambra the whole time. We weren't doing the regular tourist thing. We weren't, you know, really doing anything other than Chambra. So it was wonderful. Little jet lag still, waking up at midnight, wide awake, ready to go, realizing that, oh, it's only midnight. And
or you find yourself walking in circles, thinking, oh, what was I trying to do?
Yeah.
Now, my funniest one is your sense of humor sort of gets kicked funny when you have jet lag. And
yeah.
I just laughed until I almost cried because Susie called to say, Linda, do you realize how many people are emailing me saying, why isn't the monthly meeting from December up yet?
The channel.
The channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. There's somebody else crazy enough to think that's funny.
We did. We had a lot of emails.
We weren't here.
People that were really upset. How come it's taking so long to get the channel up?
What's wrong with that Gail newbie?
Linda, did we do the meeting yet? I don't remember. I'm a little spaced out here. Was it a good channel? What did they talk about? That's a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's wonderful holding this Christmas celebration, holiday celebration here in the hall. And I notice there's a lot of red today, which is wonderful. Would everybody who's wearing
garments,
crimson
not
or red, please stand up
yeah,
and
really
we get
beautiful
a Roy Cam shot of this.
Yeah.
So look at all that red.
Isn't
oh,
that
you,
beautiful?
You've got some red on there.
Yeah.
And if you're wearing red underwear, just stay seated, please. We
too much don't information. Want
red socks, you can stand. That's phenomenal. Paul, you've got the red jacket there, but you do have to put that on if you're going to be counted here. And we got to get come here, Paul. Come here a second.
Is this a Chambra crimson coat or what?
Look at this is a new energy jacket. Look at that. Woo! Do a little turnaround there. Look at that.
You got style.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paul.
You got style.
You know, if you can find any more of those, we could put them on the website, put them in the Chambra gift store, and make a fortune on it. Janice will love you. There is a little bit of an empty feeling here today.
Yes, there is.
A few empty seats right up front that are normally occupied by Norma and Garrett. We've got a Roy Cam shot of the empty seats here. Notice, Norma and Garrett, we held these seats open for you. You're here in spirit. But in physical body, they're actually right now in Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. They said they were going to be up watching, so let's hope they stuck to their words. So let's say hi to Norma and Garrett and the Kiwi Chambra.
Yeah.
And, they're going to be home Monday or Tuesday, so it's been a long trip for them also. We're out basically about a month on this last trip, and it was good. I really enjoyed it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Also wanted, while we're saying hello, I want to say hello to the staff at the Lake Tahoe office, where I imagine it definitely looks like Christmas. They got some
Everybody
snow.
Everybody say hi to them.
There too. So let's say hi to the
Tahoe
staff in Lake
office.
Tahoe. Okay, that's it. We're done with the meeting. Anyway, we do have a lot to cover here today. Let's welcome our out-of-town guests.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Do you want my reading glasses?
No.
No, you're still doing good. Okay.
I'm still pretending.
I would need glasses.
I don't have a problem.
That.
I'm still pretending. From Montreal, we have Luke Lesage. Luke?
Luke, where are you?
Hello,
Luke.
Luke.
Vancouver.
Well, I'm sorry. You signed up under Montreal. Okay.
Good to see you again, Luke.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
You
just flew in this morning. You're telling me you got up, almost missed your flight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't pack a bag.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put my clothes on and made my way to the airport.
Wow.
And landed at 11 o'clock, picked up a car, and...
Amazing.
Wow.
I went on the internet, and I knew exactly how to get here without...
Amazing.
Have you been getting a lot of storms up in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been worse in Seattle, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, mm. Yeah. And I think the storm is moving this way. I think we're supposed to get it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Rain is good. The city's clean.
Yeah, good. Mm. Good. Thanks, Luke. Thanks for being here.
We've got Robin Roberts here from Oceanside, California. Hi, Robin.
Hello,
good
Robin.
To see you.
How are you doing? I have
nice
to mention
to
that Robin
again.
Is one of the originals with Crimson Circle.
That's
back
right.
When we would meet in a little, literally in a little circle.
Circle
here. We could put all the chairs in a circle and still have plenty of room to dance. But Robin was part of that group, moved to San Diego, and is back to visit us now. Good to see you.
Good to
it's
see
a
you,
wonderful
Robin.
Surprise. I looked in the audience and like, whoa, you're not supposed to be here. You live out there. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good to see you.
Darice Pyers, are you here from Wallington, Connecticut? Did you make it yet? Oh, sorry.
No. Must have missed the plane that Luke didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bonita Yoder, are you here today? Bonita from Kansas? Oh, sorry. Deborah Cummins from Kansas.
Ah, there's way in the back.
Are.
How are you doing?
Go ahead. Just stand up and so I can wave at you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Glad you're here. We've got Janice Hennep from Kansas, Dorothy's country. Hi. Nice to see you.
Did you all drive in or fly in?
Drove in.
Okay. Good,
oh.
And there's a storm coming in, so you might not be able to get out. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay, then we have Louise Sereski from Taos, New Mexico, and Hootie Bites.
Go ahead
from
and stand
New
up,
Mexico.
Louise and Hootie.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
Always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
And I have to make a little mention here.
Oh, please.
Louise talked to me in the parking lot, and she was so excited. She's written a book called, based on the Kathumi channels from the Midsummer Conference. She went to the printers yesterday to look at the proofs. It's going to be printed, I believe, next week, and we're going to have the first books out. So, congratulations. Thank you.
Vivian Kreitzinger from Cincinnati, Ohio. Are you here, Vivian? Hi, Vivian.
Good to see you.
And Vivian is here, I think, with Patrick Brown and baby.
Nathaniel.
Oh.
How old is Nathaniel?
A year.
Right.
That's right.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, you are.
Oh.
You moved from Ohio. Why would anybody want to move from Ohio?
Jeff.
How do you?
Jeff.
It's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke with Terry Spires
You're
and
the
I. It's
correct
just
one. I cannot believe
it's
you
a,
went
we
there.
We see that they did move.
Yeah.
How do you like?
Tobias
how do you like
already?
Durango? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Good to see you again. And I'm kidding about Ohio. It's really quite beautiful.
You're not a good liar either. And Anthony from Houston. Hi, Anthony Butovich. How are you?
Anthony, you just drove up here. Good to see you again. And as soon as we're done with the introductions, well, we have a little surprise that we're going to do together.
Good.
Good.
Jeannie Scoville from Laredo, Texas.
No, I'm not from Laredo.
Oh, but that's what you signed in as. See?
Mailboxes, et cetera, address by Hocotepec, Mexico.
Oh.
Oh. Chambra in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Your post office box is in.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could put a note in there so Susie makes a change on that, because I just hate when I don't have that right.
And Laredo, Texas is not.
Yeah, I was going to say Laredo is.
Well, I only read them like I see them. Okay. Well,
good to have you here.
Work with Susie to get it right. Yeah. Nice to see you again. Susie, did you hear that? We got to get this right. Okay. I love you, Susie. All right. Okay. We can move on now. Jill Arnott from Fairmont, West Virginia.
You are still from West Virginia, aren't you? Okay, good.
You haven't moved, Donnie.
Good to see you.
Hi. Okay. And then we have Donna Yost from Lander, Wyoming. Hi, Donna. Good to see
good
you
to see
again.
You.
And
how far
Rita.
Of a drive is that from Wyoming?
Six hours?
That's not too bad.
That's so bad.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, right.
Right.
And Rita, also from Lander. Where are you?
Rita's a no-show.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
But we said hi to her.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Rita. Okay. We're good. That's
is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else here that from out of state that we didn't mention, that we forgot about? Are you from out of state now?
No, I am from Colorado.
Yes. Oh,
welcome.
Well, you get the prize for the longest way.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Glad
what
you
what
here.
Part of France are you from? Oh okay. Haven't
wow.
been there. Well, good to see you. Is this your? Have you? Do you know what this is? You know? Did Matthew explain it to you?
Matthew.
You're prepared for this? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Every once in a while, somebody brings a guest and. Doesn't tell them what we're doing, and it gets a little weird. But
it's weird when your eyes are closed and somebody walks in that door and goes and runs.
Yeah, that's true.
And with these covered windows, ooh.
It does. It looks like we're having some sort of cult meeting in here. The cupboard. What's going on in there? Sacrificial goats. But every once in a while we get that. We'll be in a meeting room, like at a hotel or a community center or something, and somebody will just walk in. You know, they got the wrong room. And they walk in, and here I am up at the front, you know, with my eyes closed and waving my hands. And they always have a kind of a funny look on their face. Once in a while, they sit down. Once in a while, they join us. But usually, they go running.
Actually,
fast.
The funniest one was recently when you did the channel in Lake Tahoe on the lake. And he's got his sunglasses on, and he's sitting in a little beach chair, so he looks like Stevie Wonder. And, you know, he's and there's, of course, this group circled around him. And as we were disbanding, this man kind of walks up to me and goes, do you know what those people were doing? And it's like, yeah, they're kind of doing some cult thing. He's like,
run quick. I just say talking to dead people. Anyway, anybody else that we missed that's from out of town?
Oh, there's Benita Yoder.
Hello,
hi,
Benita. You have a friend with you. I think, speaking of dead, we got a problem there with your companion.
BJ Dharma. I have Dharma.
Oh, could we get the microphone back there? We can have BJ Dharma. And where is BJ from?
My mother.
I'm from my mother originally. We got to get his shoes on here. Yeah, I don't want to lose my soul. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
BJ, I have to ask, did you register? You know, you have to register before you come here.
You mean I got to pay?
Well, half price for you. You're kind of short.
I won't eat anything.
Oh, I don't know. It looks pretty good today.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's good to see both of you. Who did the driving?
I did.
You did. Good.
Yeah. She's no dummy.
Are you going to be channeling today? I mean, are you going to be taking my place?
That's what she's doing.
Oh, that's true.
You mean Well, isn't Linda putting words in your mouth?
Once in a while she does. Not too often. Not too often.
That's not what I hear.
Well, we'll have to talk about that later. It's good meeting you, BJ.
You too.
Yeah, and what does BJ stand for?
I stand for whatever I believe in.
Good. Well, thank you. Thank you for walking in at just the right time. Get all kinds at these meetings, you know. Anyway, we have a special treat today. As a matter of fact, I'm...
Jeffrey?
Yes?
There's something on your toes.
Yes, there is. I'm not sure what it is, but...
It's just a cord.
Yeah, yeah. Like a dead snake or something.
Thank you.
If you remember at the Midsummer Conference in Breckenridge, during the channel, Tobias took this beautiful painting that Anthony had done for Linda and I. And we brought it to the conference to show everybody. It was a beautiful painting that we had commissioned of Tobias, young Tobias, with Archangel Raphael. It was Anthony's interpretation of an old classic painting. Of course, I think he did it much better. We displayed it at the front of the room, and I was so proud of it and looking forward to getting it on the wall in our living room. I measured the spot out, and I put a nail and a hook in the wall, had it all prepared, done upright. And then during the channel, Tobias gave it away to the Crimson Circle for the office at Lake Tahoe. Well, I was a little disturbed about it because, well, first of all, it wasn't trivial, the dollar amount involved here, but also... I really love the painting. I really love the...
Who's in charge?
This time Tobias was, definitely. But so it kind of shocked me during the channel that he would do something like that. However, when we opened the office at Lake Tahoe, we brought the painting out there, and I'd never seen the office. We got in there, and you walk in the front door, and it's just beautiful, kind of a reception area, and there's a wall that... The painting fits perfectly on. You can see the painting now that it's hanging there. As you walk down the hallway, there's big glass doors and windows, and it's the very first thing that you notice. It sets the energy for the whole office.
It's pretty sweet.
So I took a deep breath, and I let it go, and I'm proud to have the painting there. But I still had a hole on the wall at our house.
And in your heart.
So talked to Anthony and asked him if he could do another painting. Of course, I was a little... concern because I love the first painting. I mean, I just felt very, very attached to it. And I said, Anthony, you can do it on any subject matter you want, but make it the same size. And he figured out all the colors and everything so it fit in our house. Well, he's been working on it, just finished it recently, just drove it up here, and we're going to unveil it today. Anthony, would you like the honors?
Well, sure.
We have it sitting over here. I saw it just, I saw it just briefly. We're going to ask Anthony, and do you want to bring him the microphone in case, so he can explain a little bit about it? And can we have a drum roll, John? Oh, you don't have any drum rolls back there. And Linda has not seen this yet. Just, pull it off the side there. There it is. Beautiful.
Voila.
Awesome. Anthony, cool. Excellent. And Anthony, what is the painting called?
It's called The Family of the Rock.
And could you describe a little bit about it?
It's basically a depiction of you and Linda and all of us as the Family of the Rock. And it's just... Basically, my intent was to show how the love of Jeff and Linda come together and kind of create Tobias. And
So Tobias in the center there.
Right.
Yeah.
And we, Chambra, are the birds flying out, being free.
And the dog?
That's me.
That's
that's Fred. And,
that's our dog, Fred.
And a
lot of
special pets.
Got to get him back in the painting.
Right.
Yeah. And as Anthony was doing the painting, he was sending me photographs on the internet while we were out traveling, and I was looking at it. And I said, but Anthony, make sure to make me look manly. I think you captured it pretty well, but Anthony, I thought you were going to put pants on me, not a dress. I thought I was going to be in blue jeans and cowboy boots, and I got a dress on, but I love it. I love it. It's a nice dress. It's beautiful.
Well if St. Germain gives it away, I can do it next time.
Anyway, so we need to put a note on there. Tobias, keep your hands off. This goes to our house, right, hanging on our wall. So anyway, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we're going to move on and talk about... we're going to talk about last month's shoud, which, again, I just read last night. Interesting shoud. St. Germain, of course, came in, and the shoud is titled, As Above, So Below.
Sounds well, that'll get the Christians kicked.
I know, exactly. It wasn't one of those happy-go-lucky mm-hmm. shouts. It was pretty tough. We'll go into it. Linda will...
You know, looking back on it, it was interesting because it does kind of explain the month.
Mm-hmm. It definitely explains the month. So if you've forgotten what the channel's about and you had weird things happening this month, listen in as Linda's going to play the part of St. Germain.
Okay, I know I cannot live up to that expectation, but I'm going to do my very level best. Okay.
Okay. It starts with...
Okay. There is a continual shift in consciousness. There are cycles that go beyond just the lunar cycles or the cycles of the stars. There are many, many things that are happening on the other realms, on the invisible realms, as well as things that are happening here on Earth. They are intimately connected with each other. So I chose a time of sabbatical to reunite the masculine and feminine. It's something I recommend you do for yourself.
If you remember back in the October channel, Tobias was making fun, having a little humor at St. Germain's expense, saying that he had a new girlfriend, and they were walking the streets of Paris. Well, when St. Germain came in last month, he explained that he was really just on a sabbatical, reuniting the masculine and the feminine. The interesting point here and throughout the rest of the shoud was that he's saying that what happens here is also happening in the other realms, and what happens there happens here. We have this thing called the veil that keeps us from clearly really understanding what's going on there, and they have it too, by the way. St. Germain and Tobias both say the veil goes two ways. It's not that they know everything that's going on here. It's not that they can, like, tune in and watch you while you're going to the bathroom or whatever, but the veil is two ways. Yeah, shucks, I know. Some of you, damn, I thought I was posing the whole time. The veil goes two ways. Look at this bathroom humor thing. The veil goes two ways, fortunately. But he was saying that essentially because the energies are so interconnected that as we do things here, it has an impact on the other side, and the other side also has an impact on us. A lot of times when we're feeling things, not knowing where they're coming from, St. Germain is saying sometimes it's coming from the other realms. He goes on to say...
By the way, was this his way of trying to say he wasn't just out there doing his thing?
And he did say he spent a little time in Paris, embodied for a short period of time with somebody he had known in the past, but he was trying to say basically he wasn't goofing around. He was working.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You know, yeah, okay. Yeah. He was definitely working.
Right. He was on the job.
Yeah, on the job.
All right.
Yep.
I feel better now.
He went on to say...
I'm going to ask you a simple question. I'm going to ask it now, and I'm going to ask it at the end of this shoud. The meaning? It's not hidden, but the meaning may not be immediately apparent to you, but indeed, it will be over the next 6 weeks of time. So I ask you the question. Are you ready to accept change? Sirens go off. Very appropriate that the sirens would go by while I'm asking.
I don't know if you were here last month, you may have remembered while he was talking, asking this question. Right at the time he said, are you ready for a change? Sirens go off, and it's like, oh, geez. And I think that's maybe the way a lot of us felt, because we know that when Metatron comes in and says, are you ready? And when Tobias says, we're going to a new level, when St. Germain says, are you ready for a change to occur? It's like, oh, what are we going to go through now? So I wanted to include this slide because I thought it was funny that the sirens went off. I don't know how, I haven't had a chance to talk to many, but how was the last 6 weeks? Was it pretty good? Did you go through changes? Changes, yeah, a lot of mumble, changes, stuff going on. Well, St. Germain says, again, to remember, it's really not about you. There are just a lot of changes going on in the consciousness, in the human consciousness and in the near realm consciousness. And we have this habit of feeling things but not discerning where they're coming from. So we own them as our own. So we take on all this feeling of change and evolution. Anytime you have change, you know, there's certain discomforts with it. And that's putting it nicely.
So is it saying, like, there's a different, crappy's crappy to me. So if, does
right,
it,
right. But you don't
so
have
to. So does it really
let,
matter where the crappy feeling's coming from?
Well, as long as you understand it's not your crappy feeling. So you can feel crap, but you don't have to be crap. It's very metaphysical. And you could say, oh, that's kind of crap. I'm just going to let it blow right on by. I'm not going to worry about it. See, and we're getting to the point where we're learning how to do that.
You can see the explanations helping.
Yes. So, hey, I'm sure he explains it further. Let's go on to the next slide.
All right. The division of masculine and feminine came before the split of light and dark. It came before the split of negative and positive. The masculine and feminine separation of the soul goes far, far back. There are many energies and groups and individuals who are bought into this old split. Right now, you're experiencing a new energy of evolution that is seeking to bring back and unite masculine and feminine.
Really important points in here, basic points, saying that the separation of masculine, feminine. This is not male, female, you know, type of thing. But we have these energies in us. They also call Isis and Adam. The original mirror, the original aspects of ourself, occurred even before the split or the differentiation between light and dark, or negative and positive. So this split in our soul self, the separation, masculine, feminine, is like the original separation. In the sexual energy school, Tobias talks at great length about how this happened, how this play between masculine and feminine has occurred ever since. He goes into something he calls the sexual energy virus and talks about how that virus is very prevalent in consciousness today as a result of this split, and talks a little bit about how it accounts for sexual imbalances, but also mental, spiritual, physical imbalances. It's fascinating. Lost track here. I was back in the classroom with sexual energies. But he's saying here that right now these energies are wanting to come back together. In the school, he tells a kind of like a story. But he's saying, St. Germain is saying here, now the masculine and feminine within you are trying to come back together. You're trying to reunite right now. And there's a lot of forces, external forces, that don't really want that to happen. And he's not talking conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like it's even an intrinsic piece of what is leading to the quantum leap, in fact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Our focus on that and our willingness to work with that is really a critical piece to the quantum leap.
So all of Shambhara are in the process of reintegrating that. And again, these energies have been separate for a long, long time. Now they're trying to come back together. And again, there's a lot of forces outside of us that really have a vested interest in not wanting that to happen on a mass level. He'll explain it a little bit more as we go along.
Nearly every conflict and battle that is taking place on Earth right now has to do with masculine and feminine energy. The wars are not wars about land. They are not wars about money, nor wars about religion. It's about bringing back the masculine and feminine. The battles that so many individuals have in their lives is because of masculine-feminine energy. They are trying to come back together And there are forces that are trying to keep them separate.
In the past month or so, we've been doing a lot of sexual energy schools, so all this is really fresh, and it means so much looking at these slides now and hearing what Saint Germain had to say about it. But he said if you really look at the core conflict in anything, whether it's a war or whether it's imbalances in society or anything right now, he said you could bring that all the way back to the imbalance in the masculine-feminine energy. And you bring that all the way back to the masculine-feminine energy within yourself. And he said, this is the real reason for all this stuff going on Earth right now. If you look at some of the wars in other parts of the world right now, you think these are holy wars. Saint Germain saying, no, it's really wars about the masculine-feminine. If you really look into some of the energy, we can kind of start to see how that's very true, how there's a very masculine, male-dominated energy trying to hold on to everything that it has. It's got a very vested interest in it. It causes all these other problems, and then it's disguised as a war about money or conflicts about land or religion or things like that. But he said that the core essence is the masculine-feminine. He went on to say,
the energies of a very thick, old mass consciousness will have a tendency to affect you. Your mind has a way of making everything seem like it's your own problem, when in fact it's not. It's coming from the outside, coming from somewhere else. To make matters even more confusing, what happens on Earth is also happening in the other realms. To quote one of the sacred books, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. As is above, so is below. And is below, so is above. You are intimately connected to everything that is happening on the other realms, although you may not be consciously aware of it.
So this goes back to what we just talked about. There's all this stuff going on around us. We tend to feel it and sense it, but then personalize it. We tend to think it's ours, and what's wrong with me, and why am I having a bad day? Why do things seem not to be clicking? Why is the energy heavy? Well, it is, but it's not necessarily you. That's the good news. It's not necessarily you. Tobias has talked about this a little bit in some of the workshops and basically said, you want to know what is about you and what's not about you? It's real simple. What do you choose? What do you want to be your issue? What do you want to be in your now moment? Everything else really isn't you. We play this game and pretend it is and say, well, I must have done something wrong or, you know, I haven't learned enough or whatever. But he says, if you choose it, it's yours. If you don't choose it, let it go. It's not. So we're feeling this tremendous pressure building up as we get closer and closer to this day, to the quantum leap. So it's real good to take a deep breath. Let's all do that. Take a deep breath. Just let out everything that's not yours. It's so much easier. Let out all the junk stuff, because there's a lot of junk hanging around, flying around right now. You don't want to be hit by one of those flying pieces of crap right now. Just let it's not yours. It's not yours.
Man, I'm going to get paranoid.
Duck, quick. Anyway, he went on to say,
the extent of these energies and these influences from the non-physical realms should not be overlooked because they are deliberately trying to keep Earth from moving into the new energy. They are deliberately trying to keep humans from integrating or melding their masculine and feminine back together. The influence is strong right now, and it's getting stronger every day.
Saint Germain and Tobias talk about the non-physical realms, and they say they're very vast. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of aspects to them. But the ones that are closest to Earth tend to be the dimensions that are closest to Earth tend to be the ones that are still working from the mind and still have a connection to human consciousness. He's saying in this slide that they have an agenda as well. Not all of the entities on the other side, but there's a energy on the other side just like there is here, an energy that would prefer to keep the old balance of things, to keep the things the way they are, doesn't really like what's happening right now. So they're acting up. They're putting a lot of pressure on human consciousness right now.
Seems like an understatement.
Yeah. I mean, a tremendous amount of pressure. So again, let's take a deep breath together. And remember, it's not yours. You're just feeling things around you and in consciousness, and things even coming from the other realms. I don't want to say it's sinister or it's not a big conspiracy. You know what it's like when you're vested in something, when you've been doing something for a long time, and it's maybe comfortable, you don't necessarily want to change, or you're going to try to hang on to those old ways. And that's exactly what's happening right now. The old balance of masculine, feminine is trying to maintain that position. But there is another energy coming around right now, particularly with Wishambra, that says, no, it's time to evolve. It's time to reunite those old separated energies. They don't need to be separated anymore. Getting to the point where we won't even have a masculine, feminine aspect to ourselves. We'll just have a I am aspect. It's all melded together. He went on to say,
between now and the end of the year, each of you is going to be challenged 3 or 4 times by these energies. And I want you to understand that there is nothing that you can that they can do to you. They will try to trick you into thinking that you are inadequate. They will try to trick you into thinking that there is something inherently wrong with you. They will try to trick you into thinking that there is nothing you can do to affect your own life. They love playing in this whole energy. Wow. They love playing in this whole energy of destiny, and they love playing in the energy of the false god.
Wow. You know, one of the cool things about Tobias and Saint Germain and the others, they don't get into a lot of drama, a lot of conspiracy. They don't get into a lot of predictions and things like that, which is pretty nice. You know, it's more focused on our living on Earth right now, how to do it practically and joyfully. But when Saint Germain comes along with a statement like this, I remember it even surprised me during the channel. It's like he's making a pretty big statement here, basically saying that there's energies, whatever you want to call them, beings or entities or groups or whatever, that are deliberately trying to trip us up. And he says you're going to get it 3 to 4 times by the end of the year. Things that make you doubt yourself, things that make you feel really small, things that basically come your way and shake up or make you feel like all the progress you've been making these last couple years is being shaken up. And again, it's one of those things, once you realize what's going on, once you realize that really there's nothing that these energies can do other than to try to trick you, other than try to make you feel less than God also. If you just, again, you take a deep breath and you realize they can't do anything to you. They really can't. They can play with you, and they can make you feel bad if you let them, but really there's nothing they can do. Have you noticed that, some of you may have noticed, even these energies are coming to you in the dreams right now, scary dreams, dreams where somebody's maybe trying to attack you, or something sinister is going on. It's part of this whole process that Saint Germain was talking about. I had one of those last night, woke up wide awake, 12:30 in the morning, and felt this really dark energy moving in. It's like, I'm not going to play your game. I'm not going to get involved in it. You got to go somewhere else. I am that I am, and I'm God also. Bye now. So
I wasn't in bed when that happened.
No, you weren't. She was downstairs
Thank
working.
You. Thank you.
Downstairs working at 12:30. So the other thing I wanted to point out here is kind of funny. Saint Germain mentioned the false god. He and Tobias have both been on kind of the attack lately.
That's come up a lot while we were on the road.
Yeah. Tobias says that that God, the God in our consciousness and society's consciousness, is really this virus, this imbalance. He said, well, look at it. It's a man, judgmental, changes the rules all the time, really pretty mean and nasty, and fearful. He's got consciousness and humans living in fear, thinking about when I die, I'm going to go to heaven or hell. You know, I got to be careful. So he's saying,
God that gives permission for one group to kill another group.
Exactly.
It's like, wow, that works for me, not.
So I remember when this came out also, he said, you know, your God is really, really the virus. That's all. Pretending it's God. And that's a pretty big statement. I'm glad that this wasn't on TV or anything. But saying that God is really false. It's really a virus. It's really an imbalance. So, you know, it kind of going to the limit here, but he says the real spirit or God or whatever you want to call it doesn't have those attributes. The real spirit is loving and creative and doesn't mask itself as a man or a woman. It just is. Pretty good stuff.
That's really good stuff.
He went on to say,
how do you know it's there? How do you know it's around? The first thing it does is confuse. It comes in and confuses you about right decisions, wrong decisions, to the point where you make no decision at all. Not only that, but then you blame yourself. You say that you're indecisive. You blame yourself for being weak. You say you're filled with fear. Chambra, it is not about you.
It's this energy right now that's coming in, and again, it's not even a particular group or individuals, but it's an energy that comes in from the other realms as well as this. First thing it does, it causes confusion. The confusion causes you to be indecisive, and then you do nothing, and then you're not a creator. When you're not doing anything, you're not a creator. And then you sit and start worrying about it. What's wrong with me? And why do I have so much fear? And you get into this whole head trip. One thing that Tobias talks about in the sexual energy school, he said that this virus, this imbalance of consciousness energy, loves your brain. It works in your brain. And it gets you stuck there. And it gets you in a battle in your mind. And then then you got it. You got the virus. Fortunately, in the school, he does give a way to get through it.
I think the virus sounds like jet lag.
Yes, I think it disguises itself. Anyway, then I had picked up a few quotes from the channel, from the questions and answers. A lot of times, as you know from listening to the shouts, Tobias or whoever, we'll talk about things, and then at the beginning of the Q&A, they'll come back and do a recap. So if any of you like cut out after the regular shout, I'm talking to the people online, of course, if you tune out, a lot of times there's a really good recap of that shout right before the Q&A.
Sweetie, they don't tune out the Q&A. They tune out our little show.
Oh, our time. Oh, damn. Okay. That's okay. He went on to say,
before Q&A, Chambra, it is appropriate for you to spend the time with your masculine and feminine. Give them the space. Give them the energy. Give them the love. For they come back together again to reunite. Annihilate the old concept of division and replace it with a higher consciousness, an expanded consciousness of a total self. As this whole elimination of the need for separation occurs, it also releases the duality within you, the need to have a light and a dark, a good and a bad. It eliminates the need for this thing that we call the veil.
Wow, that's cool. As your masculine and feminine reunite, it also, as he says, let's go with this whole concept of duality. I know a lot of us think duality really sucks, and I've been wondering how to go beyond it, having opposing forces, you know, this whole energy game we've been playing. Just let your masculine, feminine come back together. And again, I'm not talking about male and female, but to really understand it, you almost need to go within yourself and feel. Take a look at the masculine and the feminine within yourself, what Tobias also calls the Isis and the Adam energy within.
It's very important for you to make decisions. This energy of separation and confusion makes it very difficult and challenging to make decisions. By default, the decisions are made for you by mass consciousness, by your old ghosts and demons, or by things outside of you. When you take authority of yourself as a sovereign being and start making decisions, this energy from the outside sources will blow right through you. You won't be affected by the energies that are trying to hold you back, this reunion of masculine and feminine.
So it gives a very nice tool to work with. Make a decision. And I think even further down in the shout, he said any decision. And we're always worried about making the right one. He says, make a decision about things. Stop sitting on the fence. Make big decisions, little decisions. Make decisions. Take ownership in yourself. Because if you don't, the decisions will be made for you. If you don't make your own, mass consciousness will make them. Your boss will make them. Your spouse will make them. Not you, of course, darling. But everybody else will make your decisions for you. And then you, in a sense, become like an energy zombie. You're just walking around responding to how all the energy is deciding it for you. So make a decision. Start setting up that sovereign part of yourself. So that was last month's channel. That
Yipes.
Was pretty good.
Yeah, it
I
was.
I want to see this again. I love that.
That's powerful.
Got this treat coming up here. This is cool. Watch this.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Wow, gingerbread and all.
Let's talk real briefly about what's happened since our last gathering. As David mentioned, we left here and went straight out to the beautiful office in Incline Village out at Lake Tahoe, where we did sexual energy teacher training. We had a great group there.
Awesome.
We had a lot of fun. And these are Chambra who are taking, 4 days learning how to become a sexual energy teacher. It's the toughest school of all, much tougher than Dreamwalker. It's a very sensitive energy in the school, so we're pretty thorough with them about what to do, how to handle the energies, how to conduct a school.
It requires people that can really transform energies, because that's the attendees that come to sexual energies truly make a commitment to transform energies.
We had about, I think, 35 or 40 people attending the school. Mm-hmm. We held it at the Hyatt Hotel because we actually overbooked. We had too many people. We couldn't hold it at our office. But it was a great time. And, at the end, this was so cool. I love this. The students found a winged horse.
Pegasus.
Actually, right at the hotel in the gift shop. And it was actually very beautifully done. And they presented it to Crimson Circle, where it now sits at the Lake Tahoe office. So I thought that was really cool. If you remember last month, St. Germain said, now we got a symbol. It's a crimson-colored winged horse surrounded by two circles and some other things. And, yes, I am working on it.
Thank you for saying that out loud for everyone.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'll get it done this week. We've been a little busy.
A little busy.
I always say I'm going to work on the airplane and stuff like that. Doesn't happen. Okay.
Me too.
From there, we went to Tokyo, Japan. An incredible group of Chambra there.
Wow.
Just amazing. It's an amazing country, and a country that doesn't have the religious background that America or Europe has. They didn't have quite that that same culture that we do. But yet they're so
Good news.
That's the good news. They're so very, very interested in spirituality.
Right.
We generally, by the way, don't take pictures of the sexual energy school itself. We want people to remain anonymous. But I did want a picture here of our sponsors, Megan and Kuniaki, and of course Linda in the middle.
By the way, I'm holding this little paper doll that was sent to me from one of my nieces. I think she's 7. And they send you this little paper doll called Flat Stanley, and you're supposed to take it with you for their class project and then send it back. So every time I turn around, try to pull out this little paper doll and say, gotta get Flat Stanley in there. So she's gonna
Benita's
get some weird
got your beat.
Pictures.
She's got a full sized one.
Of course she does.
Anyway, this is at a sacred temple in Tokyo. It was a fascinating place. And I don't want to bore you to death with my travel pictures, but hey, we're here,
a
captive audience.
It's okay.
Okay. This is the staff in Tokyo.
Yeah.
We actually held the workshop at the YMCA,
Korea.
Young Man Christians Association, the Korean YMCA in Tokyo. So it's really confusing. Where are we? So this is a picture of the staff. You'll notice that the Chambra there are a little bit younger than most other places in the world that we go to. Not that it means anything, I just thought.
It's a fact.
And the last night we had a dinner. We rented out a whole restaurant. Everybody came over.
It was so much fun.
We had about, 60 or 70 students at the class and just had a ball. We had food. I don't know what it was, but it was...
They were really
fishy.
No, it was very good.
On Thanksgiving night, I actually had raw octopus, mm-hmm. raw salmon, and raw something. I don't know what the hell it was.
And you learned how to use chopsticks.
Yeah, and I can use chopsticks
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so congratulations. Even you are rice. Now
the soup
welcome
thing, I haven't figured out. I have to go really quick with it. Anyway, it was phenomenal.
Lovely.
We had a lovely time there. Then we went to, you can't really easily get from Japan to Australia. You know, you think, well, it's all on the other side of the world. It's got to be pretty close. It's not. Japan's in the northern
hemisphere.
Australia's far southern. It's a long way. It took
yes,
2 days
is.
To get there. So we stopped in Bangkok with Norma and Garrett. And just a shot from the taxi window in Bangkok.
Were we like in Bangkok for 14 hours?
Yeah, but it was a blast. It is. If you ever get a chance, well, you will get a chance,
yeah.
as a matter of fact. I'll tell you in a moment. But Bangkok is amazing. we went to see as many of the temples as we could. Thailand is Buddhist for the most part. So there's a lot of the very sacred, beautiful Buddha energy. And we went to... temple hopping one day. This is the
see
largest.
Jeff in the bottom? Pretty funny, huh?
This is the largest solid gold Buddha in the world. It was incredible.
It was very hot. Can you see how wet the back of that guy's shirt is?
It was 95 degrees, which was about 35 Celsius, and the humidity was about the same. It was, you know, we went from here in Colorado. Japan was pretty cool. It was
cold, yeah.
It was cold. And then we went to Bangkok. It was a sweater. Somebody said, don't turn your back on Buddha. But Linda said, I got to get your picture here. So real quickly, I said, Buddha, is it okay? I said, real quickly, and turned back. It was amazing. And then this is Norma and Linda and Garrett. They're standing beside the longest laying
largest.
Buddha. The largest, yeah, but laying down Buddha in the world. And it had to be about, I would say maybe 40 feet long or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, at least, yeah.
At least,
it's,
40, 50
it's
feet
It's amazingly
long.
Huge.
Yeah. I was so impressed with Thailand, Bangkok, and the sacredness of it that I said, Linda, we have to do a
I
Buddha
told
tour
you.
Next year.
I told you.
We'll get a coach bus. And about 30, 35 people, and we'll go around and visit a lot of the sacred sites.
It's an amazing, amazing place.
Awesome.
It's a really busy city, and yet you cannot miss the reverence for life there. It's
yeah, and a peacefulness that I haven't mm-hmm. seen in any other country.
It's very touching.
Onward to Sydney, Australia for the Sexual Energy School.
Here we go, mate.
And it was beautiful there. The weather was awesome. This is a picture from one of the hotels on Manly Beach. We call it Manly Beach because when I think it was Captain Cook landed there and he saw the natives, he said, "Boy, they really look manly." So, therefore,
seriously,
Manly Beach.
Seriously,
beautiful
that
place.
Literal.
And again, we don't take pictures of the Sexual Energy School, so this is actually a picture from a year ago at the channeling workshop, but it looks kind of the same. It was
cheated.
In the same facility,
oh,
and
you
know,
cheater,
the
you
people
cheater,
look kind
cheater,
of the same.
Cheater.
Well, we don't take pictures.
Well, so, I knew I didn't wear that jacket again this year.
We did an evening with Tobias in Sydney. Had well over 100 people there.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Wonderful channel, which we will make available.
Yep.
We'll put it up on the website. But Tobias had, I remember it was very interesting. I forgot what it was, but I remember it was good. Well, you know, he does some that are not so good. This was good. Onward to Adelaide, which is in the southern central part of Australia, right in the ocean also. We were working with Katerina Padula, who was conducting a Dreamwalker school.
She is. We have had the most fabulous hosts for all this whole trip. Kuniaki and Megan and Katerina and Marissa.
Yep.
Really amazing.
And again, a shot from the hotel window. Kind of looks like Manly Beach, but this is Adelaide. Sunshine, beautiful. Not trying to rub it in here, but it was nice. This is a shot of Katerina actually conducting the school. We had, I want to say about 25 or 30 students.
30.
Yeah, it was a good group. They did the ordination, as we do with the Dreamwalker schools, at the end of the school. People standing in line to get ordained as ministers. And then finally a group shot afterwards with everybody. So that was it for the last 6 weeks. We're home for a while, which is really good. I'm
yeah,
looking
we're home
forward.
For two full
3 weeks.
Is three it
weeks.
Three?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk about the upcoming events. We're doing the Crimson Circle School 2 in Kauai, and I won't go into it because it's sold out. But
and has been.
We do it right every year in January. It's a blast. We have fun there. It's not hard learning. There's not long days in the classroom. We get together at 9 o'clock in the morning, do a little, quickie little channel. It's like, come on, Tobias, we want to go out to the beach and have fun. And we all go together touring the island. After that, we go to Tel Aviv, Israel in mid-February for a two-day workshop Tobias is going to do.
Cody and Louise said they're coming.
you guys are coming. Come on. And, anyway, the last time we were to Israel was about 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
2 years ago, I think. This time we'll be doing the workshop in Tel Aviv rather than Haifa. And we're trying to arrange also, I hope you don't mind me announcing, but we're trying to arrange following the workshop for one day, take a group into Jerusalem on a bus. And if you haven't been to Jerusalem...
As long as the rockets ain't flying, I am.
No, Jerusalem is fine. We got a good friend.
And we have a great magic team, too.
Yeah, but we have a good friend over there. Tobias... I think it'll be just fine.
Oh, no. I'm not being fearful. I'm just being clear.
And Jerusalem's amazing. I mean, the energy you feel there. You know, if you want to know what it's like to feel energy but to understand it's not yours, Jerusalem is the place. You feel thousands of years of energy on one layer on top of the other on top of the other. You can literally feel 2,000 years ago in the time of Christ. You
Absolutely.
Can feel the wars with the... with the Muslims, you can feel the energy of today. It's an amazing place. It is truly stunning. You have to do a lot of breathing, get real grounded before you go there, because you're just bombarded with energy. I mean, it's lovely energy. Some of it's a little harsh, but you're just overwhelmed with it, coming in every direction. Okay, from there we go off to Zurich, Switzerland for another sexual energy school teacher training. I think it's sold out or almost sold out.
We're just sending it out now. It's pretty much
full. Pretty full.
Yeah.
Well, and...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I'd like to take this opportunity to do a very special thanks to our staff. We're going to go through and mention them individually. We don't, during the course of the year, we don't make a big deal about the group that puts this together every month. But they're awesome. They get here at 9 in the morning, and they set up there's nothing here. It's just blank. But they set up the equipment, the chairs, the decorations, the food.
Everything.
And they do it with love in their hearts.
There's no hotel staff. They really literally do it all.
They do it all. Fix the bathrooms
Clean
when they're
up.
A problem. And then at the end of the day, tear it all down, get it loaded in the trailer. And it's amazing.
We're very lucky.
I've had other Chandler friends, both Lee Carroll and Steve Rother, say, you know, you guys have the best group of any. They're envious of the staff that we have here. So once a year, we take a moment to go through and acknowledge them, give them special thanks and applause. And I haven't seen Nancy here.
I don't think she's here today.
Nancy's not here today, but Nancy has been helping with the books and tapes and registration and anything else that needs to be done. So, Nancy,
thank you,
we'll give you an applause. Next, we have Joe Collins. Where are you, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, in the back at the switcher. Go ahead and stand up. We'll get a Roy Cam shot of Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's running the switcher right now, but he's got a real good technical background. He helps with the equipment, the electronics, setting up. Everything else. We have a loose plug now. Are we off the air? Don't know what that is. Anyway, thank you, Joe. We appreciate everything. And Joe Engel over at the other camera.
Joe. Hey, Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
Thank you.
When I drive in here about 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings for the meeting, pulling the trailer, and all of a sudden out through the door pops Joe Engel, just like he's waiting. And, you know, before I've even finished backing in, he's already starting to try to get stuff out of the car and get things set up. Then he runs the camera, and a fairly recent dad also. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And Carrie Gallant. Is Carrie here today?
Oh. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, big hand for Carrie. And hopefully she will show up.
Yeah, I will see you later, Terry.
Yeah. And Vicki Grott, sitting in the back there, the director, producer.
Thank you, Vicki.
Vicki has a little surprise for us today, too. Are we going to do this right after the channel?
Yes.
Vicki's a video expert, and she might have taken your picture today while you were walking in, and she's back there probably doing the editing, and we're going to play a little thing right after the channel.
She told me that they didn't record any words, I'm hoping.
Oh, no words, just visual? Oh, good, good. So thank you, Vicki. Thanks. Next up, Linda Hansen. Yeah.
Ooh. Check in, lady. Thank you for everything, Linda.
Everybody knows Linda. Linda checks you all in, of course, helps with the setup, the teardown. And just, Linda, you bring really good energy as greeting people
thank
as they
you.
Walk in the door. So thank you. Roy Hansen on the Roy Cam over here.
Ow! Ooh, notice how they move energies from the opposite corners of the room.
I know.
Ooh.
And also, I have to say, Roy is responsible for the beautiful decorating of the
yes.
backdrop.
Yes. I think that takes integrating a little female energy.
I know. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Also helping
you
with
go.
Setup and tear down. So thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Roy.
Appreciate it. Sandra Kitchen Harris.
Yay!
Also known as the Chocolate Lady. And Sandra, actually, I got to tell you, the kitchen thing used to be a little bit of an issue. It used to be a little disorganized and noisy. And when Sandra took over in that job, it runs so perfect.
I have never had to worry about a thing since.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandra.
Sandra
really,
keeps that
you.
Whole thing going. And, of course, the food is important. The
oh,
chocolate
the food
is critical.
One more. I want to remind... Several people have asked me to keep reminding people, you know, if you come to the monthly meeting, we want to remind you that it's a potluck. Now, I know some of you overseas don't know what that is, so I'm going to tell you what it is, and then that'll reconfirm it for everyone that wants to come to the monthly meeting. Potluck is a Midwest American thing that says you come together and you bring a little something to snack on, to share with others. So that's what Sandra's arranging in the kitchen most of the time are all the little snacks and treats that everyone brings to share for potluck.
And then it shares the energy.
Yeah.
Of course, back when I was a kid, I always thought potluck was when you take the stuff out of the refrigerator you don't want anymore and bring it to somebody else's house. Dysfunctional
don't
family.
Don't be picking on my mom anymore.
What don't we need anymore?
Do kind of
mix it together.
Don't be picking on my mom anymore.
Mm-mm. Anyway,
mm-mm.
Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate it. And Mr. John Kaderka. I can honestly say Crimson Circle wouldn't be where it is right now without John's...
Absolutely.
Your talent, your dedication. We started out, of course, in our house, but then we moved here... Just a little group and started growing a little bit more. And one day, John came up to Linda, who was actually trying to do the audio at that point, the sound
we had
system.
Some equipment. Uh-huh.
Said, Linda, you know, I'd like to help you with this. And Linda, of course, thinking that, you know, don't need the interference.
I said, no.
Said,
thank
no.
you.
And then John said, well, you know, I'm engineer. I run a manager of a major electronics or audio production company.
Immediately turned over the plug to him and said, I don't ever want to see this again. Oh, my God, thank you for being here. And he hasn't missed a single meeting since.
No, has not missed a meeting. And John has also taken us into the internet webcasts, first with audio and now with audio video. We're looking at some other technologies right now to do classes over the internet, a wide variety of things. John is also on the board of directors for the Crimson Circle Energy Company. So, John, thank you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Go ahead. Breathe it in. Don't feel embarrassed. Thank you.
my.
And Ricky Martinez. Ricky, are you here?
Ricky, thank you.
Thank you. Ricky, Ricky helps with just about everything. She always does it so lovingly and so quietly and graciously, helping with the books and the CD sales.
And
helping
now
at the
front. Helping with the front. Uh-huh.
Yes. So, Ricky,
thank you, Ricky,
very much. And finally, the voice of Crimson Circle.
The voice of Chambra.
You know, it's so funny. David comes to a lot of workshops with us, travels around quite a bit. And people, you know, we show up and people are like, oh, hi, Jeff and Linda. And then they meet David and oh, David, you're a star. We see you on the webcast.
They really
do. Oh, David. I'll never forget when we kind of changed the format, we started doing the webcast. And I said, David, could you do the introductions? I mean, your energy is so beautiful and such a lovely voice. And it would be so nice to have you kind of get up there and get things started, get things rolling, and then kind of be the moderator, right, the host throughout the thing. A beautiful, energetic thread running through everything with David. And he was so shy at first, so nervous about it. He still is, but he does it really well. He was so shy
at
first.
But if you talk about it, his face gets
and he
red.
Said, no, I can't do that. I can't stand in front of a group. David, you do it so beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So that's it, folks. It is just about time for
a break. Time?
And we're going to have plenty of food in the back there.
Wow.
And we'll come back in about 20 minutes for the channel.
So it is.